There you go, 7:14 on this day in history.
I love this part. Mm-hmm. Let me start packing up.
Yeah, really, I'm done.
Thought I'd do that just to make sure you were paying attention. Yeah. And actually, the siege of the Alamo began on this date in 1836.
Is that right? Golly, that's when John Wayne got everybody together. Yeah, Richard Widmark.
And
Billy Bob Thornton showed up later.
Several years later, he showed up.
That was when they told the story again,
Right, and, right. I think Frankie Avalon was there,
sure.
too.
So. Yep.
Yeah. Frankie Lane. Uh-huh. Oh, wait, he was here. Oh, wait, never mind.
No, he wasn't here.
Maybe he sang the song for the Alamo.
All right.
Anyway, of course, it goes on until March 6th. For those of you who don't know, it makes me. I often wonder about this. If you stopped 100 people in, I don't know, Cloudcroft, New Mexico, or something, and said, "Do you? Well, not that. Let's go to North Dakota,
mm-hmm.
Bismarck, North Dakota. What city is the Alamo in? How many people would know that?
I think more than half.
Do you?
Sure.
Okay, and I don't know.
Sure. Well, what age people are we talking about, that you're going to interview? If they're over 40, I'd say yeah.
But it's hard for me to know, and don't deal with people who live out of the state, so much. I wouldn't be at any point in the conversation to go, hey, wait a minute, let's check. I got to check. Do you know where the Alamo is?
Yeah.
I think your number one answer would be, it's somewhere in Texas, isn't
exactly.
it?
Yeah, that might be the number one answer.
But,
you know, I mean, San Antonio is the... like the eighth largest city in the country. Or ninth or something like that.
Right.
So, and it is a, vacation destination. So, a lot of people that you've asked have either been there or thought about going there.
Yeah.
So
it would be interesting though. Just one of those things.
So they can go and join the long list of people disappointed in the Alamo.
I'm starting to go, huh? I went by where? That was it?
Okay, well, let's turn, if you went to the same place in Dakota.
Hang on.
Yeah. It's right around the corner from the liquor store.
All right.
If you went...
Really?
If you went to the same place in the Dakotas and asked where is Fort Sumter, how many people would...
Oh, far fewer.
Would know.
Yeah, well, sure. But that's not... that is not the icon. Fort Sumter is not an icon. I mean...
Well, no, that's true. It's where the Civil War fired its first shot.
Other iconic locations. But I think, it's somewhere in Texas. It probably
yeah.
is. Hey,
right.
okay, so anyway, guys, happy National Chili Day.
Thank you.
How many people...
As in pepper or the dish?
Chili like the dish, I believe.
Okay.
With or without beans?
Without.
Okay. What's the strangest thing you've ever had in chili? With the meat-based product.
The strangest thing?
Yeah.
I've had squirrel stew. I don't know what I had.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad.
I don't know. Again, I'd say venison or deer meat, but that's not strange.
It's not. Well, for us. Now, if you go to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that Hormel. I bet you do.
Yeah, exactly. All their chili comes in a can.
Yeah, exactly. Did any more make chili?
Yeah. All right.
Hello.
Who was the last person to die in the Alamo?
That was...
Has it happened recently?
That was John Wayne.
No. It was a broadcast engineer.
It was broadcast.
As I said, has it happened recently?
Yeah.
They must have been doing a remote.
Could have been.
Yeah, he's probably right, because they had to film the whole thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. National Chili Day today, so that ought to be nice. Also, Curling is Cool Day. And curling is cool.
I mean, because you do it on the ice.
Very fact that people would actually pay to go in and watch guys with brooms and sweeping in front of and behind
a stone.
And I'm just... Hello?
I've had seafood chili with oysters.
Now, that would be interesting.
Huh. It was interesting.
Was it a tomato base? I mean...
No. It was actually like a chili with oysters in it, and it was interesting.
But I'm saying the base. I mean, if it had seafood in it, was it a tomato based soup?
It was tomato based, but there was also chili meat in it, chili pepper, and it was very good.
Beans?
Huh. What?
Beans?
No, he's
no
not
beans.
A. He's
no
not,
beans.
He's
no,
not
why,
a.
Why
he's
beans
he's, he's not a communist, Scott. Quit trying to bait everybody with your beans in the chili comment.
Now these were raw oysters.
Oh, I'm sorry, we went away.
Oh.
Yes.
Hey, back to the Alamo. You know there is a basement in the Alamo.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I didn't know that. They got stuff you keep in the basement.
Was there some question about that?
Well,
did I miss something?
Well,
he was just giving us more information.
Davy Crockett's son living in the basement of the Alamo?
Playing video games?
Playing video games while his dad was dying?
That's right. That's where they kept, old games. And there's a Pac-Man down there.
Pinball machine.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Anyway, so today...
Where the Alamo bowling alley was.
Yeah. Curly. Yeah,
like the MSC.
Got like a three-lane bowling alley down there. Anyway, but curling, I mean, Wouldn't it be neat if you had like a continuing education class that had curling? You could teach it over at the Arctic Wolf.
I think you're tipping your own hand here.
Yeah, I guess so. Hello.
There is no basement in the Alamo. That's from a Pee Wee Herman movie. That's where they put his bike, they said.
Okay.
We're stupid. Tom, you used to live there. Why didn't you know that?
Yeah, I did. I lived there for 18 years of my life, and I went to the Alamo 3 times, and they were both on school trips. I had to go.
Yeah. Hello. Yeah.
The caller's referring to Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Pee-wee's bike is stolen. A fortune teller tells him to look in the basement of the Alamo.
Thank you. Okay. All right. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I missed that part of pop. We got,
apparently asking Tom about the Alamo is about like asking me about the Red River County Courthouse.
Did you go there 3 times on a school trip?
I think so, yeah. Sounds about right.
Does it concern you that we've got listeners that know more about Pee-wee's Big Adventure than they do about the Alamo?
No.
It doesn't concern me that I know less than they do about it.
No, what we have is we have some listeners who know more and are calling. There may, in fact, be many people who know much more about the Alamo and nothing about Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Or vice versa.
Yeah, let me go here. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, how are you this morning?
Oh, it's great. It's almost Friday.
Hey, you know, Santa Anna didn't want to attack the Alamo, but Chuck Norris was chasing after his army.
That's it. Yeah, I knew that. Hello.
Hey, I actually learned something from you guys today. I didn't realize that San Antonio was in the top 10 largest cities in the U.S.
Really? Yeah, it's been that way for quite a while. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, it's number 2 in Texas.
Yeah, it's
take that, Dallas.
It's over Dallas.
Yeah, and they're doing well down there.
Mm-hmm.
Hotels cost a lot, though.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so I guess you guys are going to pick up on the curling. All right, we'll move on.
Well, no,
it's obvious you're a fan. That's fine. I'll humor you.
Yeah. That's enough. That's good, yeah.
If you'd like to talk Call of Duty, I can be very interested in that, but I know what your level is.
Exactly. Online dating sites don't do well determining whether people have enough chemistry to make a match. You think?
Wait, say that again a little bit slower.
Online dating sites don't do well determining whether people have enough chemistry to make a match.
No, they just want to make sure your credit card clears.
That's exactly right, unless they have those check for free weekends or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The study in the Journal of Psychological Science and the Public Interest, who's going to be reading that? Golly, I'm glad I've got the online edition.
Yeah.
Finds that online dating sites encourage a shopping mindset.
Well, duh.
Researchers say that's no way for people to make such a strong connection. The lead author told CNN, not only is there no scientific evidence, despite the claims, but my team of co-authors have become pessimistic that there could ever be, in principle, an algorithm that could match people well based on the approaches that these sites take. So
there you go.
Well, they're looking at it way too cerebrally.
Well, of course they are. They'd be scientists.
I mean, most guys would be like, oh, she's pretty hot. I think I'll try to contact her.
Exactly. Yeah. You think that there's going to be it's like they're at a Geekzoid convention.
Right.
Yeah, well, what kind of algorithm we can put together to see if
I can't imagine why I couldn't find my perfect match.
Exactly. Happy hour? What does happy hour mean? Yeah, that's good.
Oh.
Yeah. So there you are. If you want to go spend money, and I don't know what those things cost, but if you want to go spend money on that, then that's fine.
And by the way, for that call, San Antonio is number 7, according to the 2010 population.
Oh, well, there you go.
Well, let's see.
1.3 million.
So in this break, we've learned that your obsession is curling, and Tom's obsession is finding out just exactly where San Antonio ranks in the top 10.
The three of us know very little about Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Exactly.